Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chester Elton's here, too. Chester is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 8 years with us. And we've learned so much from him over the years. Chester is co-founder of the Culture Works. He and his co-author, Adrian Gostick, are the authors of I don't know how many books, best-selling books, New York Times best-selling books, including The Orange Revolution, including the original, The Carrot Principle. I think that's the original. And then the new book, which is, I just love this title. It's a great book, too, but I love the title because it says everything about small business owners, and the title is All In. Chester Elton, welcome back to the show.
Hey, always delighted to be with you, Jim.
You know, small business owners, if there's one thing that people should know about small business owners, is we are all in.
No kidding. You know, and I think part of being all in, and what we saw in a lot of these high-performing cultures we studied in our book, All In, is that they have the ability to share with their employees, their staff, where they are, where they're going, and where they want to be.
Yeah.
They realize that they don't have all the answers, and mm-hmm. it's got to be a team effort. And so in being transparent and sharing as much as they can and being inclusive, they get higher engagement. You know, they get people thinking about ways to improve their businesses, and it just lifts everybody up because they feel that their opinions matter, that their mm-hmm. voice is heard, and that they're doing something that's important.
Well, and more and more, Chester, people want values. They want to see the values of a company, of a business they do business with. They want to see the values of the people they work with. They want to have access to the values of the people they work for, and the only way to really get to the values, what is the essence of this person, what do they really stand for, is through authenticity.
You bet. You know, I was in Dallas just last week and came across a couple of remarkable organizations that do just that. You know, the first one, Presbyterian Hospital. This was a hospital that 3 years ago had engagement scores of around 50%, which is not great. You know, every other employee.
And a hospital is a tough environment.
Well, it is because you know you've got unions, you've got you know highly skilled doctors, and
yep.
all that comes with that. You've got a lot of volunteers. You know,
yep.
you'll notice a lot of elderly.
And those pesky patients too, right?
It's like the guy said, I wanted to be a doctor, but my patients kept calling in sick.
That's
you know?
Right.
So then you've got highly, you know, a lot of government regulation as well, and you know, what people call it interference. Well, you know, I was there, and you'd love it, because 3 years ago with 50% engagement scores, something had to happen. So the leadership got together and said, look, we want to have more of a family atmosphere. We want a more collaborative atmosphere. And they implemented two or three things we can talk about in a minute, but I wanted to share with you the results. The second year of, you know, opening the doors and being more communicative, having regular quarterly meetings, you know, sharing statistics and all kinds of things, they jumped from 50% to 92%.
That's a quantum leap.
It is a quantum leap. And see, people thought it was a fluke. You know, you get new leaders come in and it's a bit of a honeymoon.
Right.
Well, this year's their third year. They hit 92%.
They had time to think about it and they still hit 92%.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, what I love is, you know, we're big on when you succeed, you should celebrate. So the CEO there, a wonderful guy named Britt Barrett, grabbed his entire senior staff, you know, the COOs, the CIO, the CFO, all those guys, and set up a huge cafeteria in the lobby of the hospital. He bought 1,000 Domino's pizzas, and the senior staff served all 3,200 employees in two shifts. They were playing, you'd love this, they're playing good old rock and roll, you know, Sister Sledge, We Are Family. People are dancing up and down the halls. It was a part of what makes it a great place to work is we work hard, we appreciate each other, we share things with each other, and boy, when we succeed, we party. And it was wonderful to see these guys in their chef's hats and their aprons serving everybody, letting them know, hey, we're all in this together. It was great.
Well, and if that doesn't work, that kind of a scenario that you just described doesn't really work if the people receiving the food, of course, they're going to eat the food anyway,
right.
But it really doesn't work. It doesn't make the connection if they don't think the people behind with the chef hats on are real. If they don't think that they're doing this for the right reasons, that it's not manipulative.
Right. If it's not sincere,
yeah.
People can figure out that, you know, this is just a photo op for the annual report.
Which brings us back to the word values. And I want to talk about that some more, weave this into our conversation. He's got some more stories, Chester has, after these messages, and more like this one you just heard. You'll like them. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.